What did you do when your training ended?
It was time for house jobs, and I did a surgical house job in which we had a 1-in-2 rota, which meant that we would be up for the best part of the night in theatre and seeing emergencies and having to work the whole of the next day. That was quite the usual thing. Because it was a 1-in-2 rota, there was just a chance for catching up on sleep one night. But most of the jobs were actually single people, one person doing the house job, and no chance of any respite at all. Occasionally, one might be able to get somebody to cover, but that was quite rare and quite difficult because, it was very difficult for somebody to cover for neurology if they were doing ENT. But this did happen, but rather reluctantly, but only really just to keep one sane. So it was a very punishing rota. Also, the living conditions were quite appalling by today's standards. I don't think anybody would put up with it now, but a lot of us had really very dingy rooms with maybe a broken chair, a table lamp that didn't work, none of the mod cons of modern living at all, shared bathrooms, perhaps on a different floor. And as for married doctors doing house jobs, it really was frowned on. And we had married just before starting house jobs, and I remember what a fuss there was about having a double bed in one of the housemen's rooms, and this had to go through administration, and there were meetings about it, and we only managed to get it done with the support of Mr. Corrie, my surgical chief, who said it was all utter nonsense. But that was the state of affairs, and others who had spouses who came in to the housemen's rooms would stay part of the night, and then they would leave in the morning before the cleaners came in, so that this shouldn't be generally known, because there might be trouble if it came out. They really had to slink out of the buildings.